Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Support for this episode comes from HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. To get $35 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter Tiny Leaps when you subscribe. Thank you to HelloFresh, and let's get into the show. In this episode, I want to talk about how the content or media you consume can drive your ability to stay motivated on your main goals. Get ready, because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Today's featured song comes from Lionel Casio. It's called Till It Ends, and I chose it because honestly, it's just a very interesting song. Longtime listeners of the show know that I love spotlighting new music and independent artists. Well, this song is going to be a love or hate scenario, but personally, I love it. It's super unique, downbeat, and the composition shows a real understanding for music structure. Anyway, to find the song and other songs used in this show, head back to my YouTube channel where I've got a playlist going of all of it. That's youtube.com/Greg Clunas. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and over the last couple of months, my motivation to go to the gym has been pretty low. Honestly, I'm not quite sure what happened. You see, a year ago, I used to love the gym. I used to love going and working out, and that was an important part of my daily routine. It was important to me. And the way that I got to that point, because I mean, prior to that, I had struggled with developing the habit and being consistent and all of that. But the way that I got to that point was by just making the decision to first invest in myself to develop the proper habits and routines and so on and so forth. And so I hired a personal trainer about a year and a half ago. I went through that personal training for about 2 months, maybe 3 months. And then after that, I just kept the pattern. I kept the routine 5 days per week. And that allowed me to very quickly develop a habit that was built on the proper foundations. And I just saw some incredible changes and growth, and it was great. And I kept that habit for months, for I guess a year. But over the last couple of months, I just haven't had it. I haven't had the desire to go and do that. I haven't wanted to go to the gym. I haven't wanted to get up and walk up the 10 blocks and go and lift weights or do calisthenics or any of those things. And so I tried to make some changes. I tried to create sort of a purpose around my routine. You know, instead of just going to the gym for the sake of going to the gym, having a reason, a thing that I was working towards. And that worked for a little while, but eventually I guess the why wasn't strong enough or whatever it was. It just wasn't enough of a reason for me to keep going and for me to stay consistent and for when things got hard for me to just show up. And so I realized that this was a lack of motivation. This was a lack of desire. What I wanted to spend my time doing was sitting here and working, whether it's on Tiny Leaps episodes or client stuff or whatever the case. I wanted to sit and work and learn and do all the things I can to optimize my financial life, to optimize my nutrition and all those other areas. But going to the gym just wasn't a priority anymore. And I hated it. I absolutely hated it. It's weird because the motivation wasn't there and I didn't really want to, but I hated that I wasn't and I felt guilty and I felt bad. And I did an episode on this, I guess 5 or 6 episodes ago now, that was just about how you shouldn't be so mean to yourself when you break a habit. And I didn't follow that advice. It's just part of why I created the episode, because most of these shows are about the things I'm personally dealing with that I think maybe you guys might be dealing with. But I was upset with myself because I had spent so much effort and time developing this habit, and all of a sudden I didn't have it anymore. Now, it's weird for me sitting here right now because I honestly believe that part of the reason I lost the habit was simply I desired other things. My physical fitness wasn't the important aspect in that moment. And it makes sense because over the last couple of months, I've also experienced quite a few changes income-wise and quite a few changes in other areas of my life. And so those took priority. And as those took priority, it meant that other areas had to fall, which is always the case. I'm sure you know this, but you cannot prioritize more than one thing at a time. And so if your financial life is your priority at the moment, then it means that the other areas of your life won't get as much attention. And inevitably, some of those areas will completely fall off. And you have to be okay with that. And so I lost my motivation to go to the gym. I lost my motivation to stay physically fit. It was no longer a part of my routine. And that motivation started being deployed against other areas. And once that started, it just became easier and easier to keep doing that. As again, I'm sure you know. But now I think I may have found a way to get it back. And that's really what today's episode is about, is how do we get back our motivations for the areas of our lives that we want to improve when it falls off? Because conventional wisdom says that if you have a strong enough why, you'll just never fall off. But I think that's flawed. I think that no matter what your reason is, in the moment, it becomes very difficult to remember that. And in the moment, it becomes very difficult to stop yourself from losing heart and from losing that motivation when you truly need it. So I don't think having a strong enough why is the answer. It's something you should try to do, but I don't think that it's the ultimate answer. I think what we need to start thinking more about is what we consume. Now, I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we get back, but first, to take a quick break. Stay with us. Support for this episode comes from HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. Each week, HelloFresh creates new recipes with the freshest ingredients and step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes to make. Each recipe is reviewed by a full-time registered dietitian to ensure they're nutritionally balanced. But here is the best part. The meals are absolutely delicious. Now, you know, I wouldn't recommend something to you that I hadn't had the chance to try myself. Well, Rachel and I recently had the chance to try HelloFresh and I loved it. We had the red rice bowl, the loaded lentil salad, and one pot tortellini, all recipes that frankly we would have never tried on our own. But they were quick to make, the boxes came with the exact ingredients we needed, and they were meals that we could both feel great about eating because they were made from fresh, healthy ingredients. HelloFresh prioritizes freshness, convenience, and the nutritional value of your food. That's why I've partnered with them for this episode. To get $35 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter Tiny Leaps when you subscribe. Again, that's HelloFresh.com and enter coupon code TINYLEAPS. What do we do when we lose our motivation? How do we get our motivation back? Well, for me, the strategy has been to change some of the content that I consume. It's to essentially start consuming more content around the things that I care about. So in my example, I lost my motivation for going to the gym, for being physically healthy, fit, all of those things. And what I realized was that the more I watched videos on YouTube, the more I followed Instagrammers, the more I engaged with the community of people that are creating content around fitness, being at the gym, and just sort of optimizing your physical self, the more motivated I was to get up and go to the gym. And this isn't anything new. I think we all have experienced this, and I think we all know this on some base level, but how often have we thought about it? The things we consume tend to drive our behavior. And so by that logic, we can reverse engineer the behavior we want by consuming the things that map to that behavior. So if we want to go to the gym more often, we can start to consume more videos, more text, more images around physical fitness, around going to the gym, around optimizing our bodies. Watching those videos will provide some level of motivation to get up and go and do those things. Because we naturally want to emulate. We naturally want to be like the things that we hold up as ideals. And if we see somebody who's able to do something physically that we maybe aren't able to do, we naturally want to be able to do that as well. If we hold them to a high standard, if we see that as an ideal for ourselves, we naturally want to map our activities and our behavior to being able to do that. And so by seeing that more often, we will then naturally start to try to get there more often. And this applies across all of the areas. If we want to be better at managing money, then we simply need to start consuming more information around finances, around wealth, around managing money. If we want to get better at eating healthier, then we need to watch more videos, we need to read more recipes, we need to learn more about food. If we want to do anything, we simply need to reverse engineer the motivation to do so. And for me right now, that's coming from videos. That's coming from Instagram. That's coming from YouTube. That's coming from actively seeking out the people that are doing the things I want to be able to do and starting to consume the media and content that they are producing. Because that drives my motivation to then get up and try to get to the place that they're at. So then let's say you want to try this. Where do you find this content? Well, we live in such an incredible world because it's all around us. The internet has access to basically everything that is out there. If you want to find information about eating better, you can find 1.5 million recipes. You can find diet plans. You can find people speaking about it. You can find so much information. You simply have to look for it. So check YouTube, check Facebook, check Instagram, check Tumblr, check Snapchat, check all of the media platforms that we're on every single day, they can deliver that information to you. And in many ways, you're already doing that by listening to this podcast. You know, if I talk in this episode about going to the gym, you're much more likely to go to the gym. That's not me guessing. A percentage of you that are listening to this episode will be much more likely to do some sort of physical activity in the next week after listening to this episode. That is a proven fact. So just start to do that more often. Start to consume that information that you're trying to emulate more often, and you'll be able to get yourself a little bit closer to where you want to be. So that's it for episode 137. Thank you for listening. And if you like the show, please remember to leave a review and to hit subscribe so that brand new episodes can be delivered directly to your favorite listening device. You won't have to seek it out anymore. It's right there on your phone, on your laptop, wherever it is you listen. I want to take a moment to invite you to join us in the private Facebook community. And what you're going to get when you join is a group of people who want to improve their own lives. They want to help others improve their lives, and they simply just want to connect with others who believe the same things that they believe. And that's what we're doing. We are close to the 400 person mark, and it would make me so happy and ecstatic to hit that. And so I want to invite you, and I want to make sure that you've had the chance to join that community. You can do so by going to mytinyleaps.com/community. Request access, I'll approve it, and we'll be off to the races. Today's featured song was Till It Ends by Lionel Casio. I encourage you to check out the full song and more of his music. And until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take. Every day, every day, every day. Friends.